愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone.
好，我们用八节的时间来学习圣洁的神人以利沙。
We will have eight sessions to study the topic of Holy Man of God, Elisha.
旧约时代有三种人非常的尊贵。
In the Old Testament, there were three types of people who were very precious.
第一个是君王，第二个是先知，第三个是祭司。
First are the kings, second the prophets, third the priests.
这三种人都是神所用的人。
And God uses all three.
那这三种人都要经受膏才能够承受这个职分。
And all three must be anointed in order to take on their office.
那今天谁是君王、先知跟祭司？
So today, who are the kings, the prophets, and the priests?
那个膏在新约时代就是圣灵。
The anointment of the New Testament is the Holy Spirit.
所以我们每一个人受洗之后，如果得圣灵，就是被神高立做君王、先知还有祭司。
So all of us who have been baptized and received the Holy Spirit have been anointed by God to be the king, the priest, and the prophet.
所以不要想说我在世界上很渺小，多我一个没多什么，少我一个没少什么。
So let us not think that we are so small in this world that if we're missing, no one will miss us.
不错，我们洗礼以后还是很渺小，没有什么改变。
It's true that after baptism we are still small and that there aren't any great changes.
但是我们在神面前非常的尊贵。
But in the eyes of God we are very precious.
所以我们受洗以后跟主耶稣一起作王。
So after we have been baptized, we become kings with the Lord Jesus.
你看我们奉耶稣的名可以赶鬼。
We can cast out demons in the name of the Lord Jesus.
那将来要跟主耶稣一起审判这个世界。
And one day we will sit with Jesus in judgment of the world.
那不是作王吗？
Doesn't that mean we are kings?
我们是祭司。
We are priests.
旧约时代要有特定少数人，通过他们才可以献祭。
In the Old Testament, there were a minority of people who, through them, could offerings be made.
你看，我们现在跪下去祷告，我们就是在献灵祭。
But today, we just kneel down and pray, and we are making spiritual sacrifices.
我们的感谢、赞美、我们的善行，在神面前都是祭品。
And our thanksgiving and praise, these are all fragrant incense before God.
所以我们非常的尊贵。
So we are very precious.
那还有一种就是先知。
And the other type are the prophets.
先知就是传达神的旨意。
The prophets make known the will of God.
那是以色列百姓能够走在神的道路上。
And they allowed the Israelites to be able to walk in the way of God.
因此一个先知的侍奉会对当时的世代有非常大的影响。
So the service of a prophet will have a great impact on the generation's faith.
那今天教会就是神的国。
And today, the church is the kingdom of God.
我们也是先知，我们也是祭司。
We are also prophets and priests.
因此我们在教会能够做成美好的侍奉。
So if we can make a beautiful offering in church.
那通过我们的侍奉能够对教会有帮助。
And through our servitude, we can be of great help to the church.
所以这就是为什么我们要学习圣洁的神人以利沙。
This is why we must learn about Elisha, the holy man of God.
那我们先来看到底神怎么用以利沙。
Now let us see how did God use Elisha.
我们先来看列王记上十九章。
Let's turn to 1 Kings chapter 19.
列王记上的十九章。
1 Kings chapter 19.
十九章的十五节。
Let us read verse 15.
神对他说：“你回去，从旷野往大马色去，到那里就要膏哈谢做亚兰王。”十六节，
16.
又高士宁的孙子耶户做以色列王，并高亚伯拉哈拉人沙法的儿子以利沙做先知接续你。十六节的最后一句话神要以利亚先知去高以利沙先知。
In the last part of verse 16, God commanded the prophet Elijah to go and anoint the prophet Elisha.
目的就是要接续你啊。
And the purpose was the succession of the prophethood.
所以以利亚的工作到一的程度就结束了。
Because the work of Elijah will be coming to an end.
那现在神要以利亚去高以利沙来接替他做先知。
And now God wanted Elisha to take on the work that Elijah finished.
那以利亚接到这个神的指示所以我们看十九节。
So then let's read verse 19.
于是以利亚离开那里走了，遇见以利沙撒法的儿子以利沙耕地，在他前头有十二对牛自己赶的第十二对。这里讲以利亚就遇到了以利沙。
So here we see how Elijah and Elisha met.
那这个告诉我们以利沙会做先知是神要用他的。
From here we can see that Elisha becoming a prophet was because God wanted to use him.
因此我们今天做教会的圣工不是人要用人最重要是神要用人。
So today, and when we do holy work, the key is not whether a person wants to use another person, but whether God wants to use a person.
因此我们在教会不是像社会的公司或者说政治的团体，我看中谁，我提拔他，不是这样，这个观念不对的。
So in our church, we should not be like a company where we make a decision as by somebody you know or recommendation from a committee.
那个人我看得不顺眼，我就不用他，也不是这个样子。
Or you feel like a person is not mature enough, so you don't use that person. It's not like that.
在教会里面，我们在用人是神要用人。
In the church, we use people when God wants to use that person.
所以保罗在他的书信里面讲我做使徒这个职分。不是出于人。
That's why Paul in his letters would say that his status as an apostle was not from man.
也不是靠着人。
And did not depend on man.
是神要叫他做使徒。
But it was God who made him the apostle.
所以我们看加拉太书第一章。
Let's look at Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太书第一章的第一节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 1.
做使徒的保罗不是由于人，也不是借着人，乃是耶稣叫他从死里复活的父神。这个地方保罗说我做使徒是借着主耶稣。
From this verse we see that Paul became an apostle through Jesus Christ.
所以我们在教会用人第一个要看看圣经里面用人的条件是什么。
So in the church, when we use people, we have to look at what the criteria set forth by the Bible are for people to be servants.
那第二个要有很认真的祷告。
And second, we need to pray diligently.
所以使徒行传二十章里面保罗要离开以弗所提醒当地的长老圣灵立你们做全局的监督。
So when Paul was about to depart from Ephesus, he reminded the elders that the Holy Spirit had made them elders.
所以教会里面要选负责人或者要安立长职要很深入的祷告。
So for the church to anoint ministers, there needs to be a great deal of prayer.
那我们如果被选做教会包括宗教教育教员包括其他的圣工这就是神要用我们，神验中了我们。
And in the church, if we are to become, for example, RE teachers or any other work in the church, it is because God wants to use us.
所以这是很宝贵的。
And so this is very precious.
所以神要以利亚去高以利沙，以利亚照着去做。
So God wanted Elijah to go and anoint Elisha, and so he did.
啊，那我们就在想哦，以利亚跟以利沙这是两代。
And we can consider that between Elijah and Elisha is one generation.
哦
，or two, there are two generations.
我们一个教会的圣工哈、哦，会发展到这个程度啊，没有一个人说是因为我上一次当负责的啊、哦，这个是我 RE 哈、哦、啊，所以是我一个人建立起来，没有办法这样讲。
And no one in the church can say that they single-handedly did everything, built up the RE program and built up the church.
哦，因为教会的圣工发展到这个程度，你如果仔细去看，有好几代的工人这样一直努力，一直努力，一直努力，所以现在变成现在的教会。
Because if you look at the history of the church, it is through the diligent work of generations on generations of workers that the church can be where it is today.
哦，那如果两代这个传承做得好，你就发现圣工就继续一直往前进步。
And if between generations the succession of the work was passed well, then you can see the work prosper.
哦，但是如果两代这个传承做得不好，你就会发现圣工好像有点退步，但等一下又会再上来。
But if the passing on of the baton was not done well between generations, then you will see the work suffer a bit, and then God will build it up again.
哦，所以以利亚他自己知道哦，神用他的时间已经到了，已经结束了。
Elijah knew that his time of being a worker of God was coming to an end.
啊，因此啊，他就照神的吩咐去啊，膏以利沙。
So he went to anoint Elisha according to God's command.
哦，所以在圣工里面，我们看几个主要的工人哦，对栽培下一代都非常的认真。
So in the Bible, we see several workers who paid careful attention to cultivating the next generation.
啊，比方说。摩西开始带领以色列百姓出埃及。
For example, Moses when he started to bring the Israelites out of Egypt.
哦，那在出埃及的过不久，你就发现一个人叫约书亚做摩西的帮手。
And not long after they departed from Egypt, we see a person named Joshua began to be his helper.
那帮了40年。
And he helped Moses for 40 years.
哦，所以就把这个工作哦。啊，神认定了，就把这个工作传给约书亚。
And so, under the guidance of God, the work was passed on successfully to Joshua.
哦，那保罗出来传福音，过不多久，他就先拣选马可。
And Paul, not long after he began to preach, he chose Mark.
啊，但因为马可的母亲呢、啊、非常热心。
Because Mark's mother was very fervent.
啊，但是马可跟到一半哦，大概太辛苦了，他就溜走了。
But because it was a very difficult journey, Mark had to, did not finish it. He left.
以后他就拣选提摩太。
And so Paul chose Timothy.
啊，因此，我们在那个提摩太前后书里面就看到保罗要离世以前，就把工作全部都交给提摩太，因为已经栽培了他一段时间。
And in the letters Paul wrote to Timothy, we see how Paul had some final instructions for him before he was to leave.
啊，因此我们当中有人做负责人哦。如果我们做了两三任，然后现在有任期限制，到我们要下台的时候找不到人，这个我们有责任了。
So if we have been counsel for several terms and it's time for us to step down and we can't find any replacements, this is a difficult matter.
哦，虽然有的人他没有选做负责人，我们可以请他来做助手。
So even though no one, we might have difficulty finding council members, we can still choose people to be our assistants.
这个有时候会分担我们的工作量，我们才不会烧尽啊 ，burn out.
And this will help to lessen our load, so we will not burn out.
那有时候是因为他来做助手，他有这个经验，所以我们要退下来，他们就可以承担上去。
And when they have the experience being assistants, then they can take on the work.
哦，所以我们在教会做任何一个圣工，都要想到要栽培后继人。
So whenever we do any holy work, we need to consider how to cultivate the next generation.
啊，因为有一天我们工作会结束的。
Because one day our work will end.
啊，那我们的后继人就可以把它接上去。
And then the next generation can succeed the work.
好，那我们现在看。以利亚到以利沙那里，他做了什么事情
？Now let us see what did Elijah do when he came to Elisha.
我们看十一节，十九节。
Let's read chapter 19, verse 19.
十九节我们刚刚读了，最后一句话，以利亚到他那里将自己的外衣搭在他身上。
The latter part of verse 19 says, Elijah passed by him and cast his cloak upon him.
那这个外衣一搭在 身上的二十节，以利沙就离开牛，跑到以利亚说，求你容我父母亲亲嘴，然后我便跟随你。
Verse 20, and he left the oxen and ran after Elijah and said, Let me kiss my father and my mother, and then I will follow you.
这个离开牛是做什么？牛前面有讲，牛是耕田用的。
And what were the oxen doing? They were plowing the field.
所以伊丽莎本来是农夫啊。
So Elisha was a farmer.
那现在这个衣服一披上去啊，伊丽莎就离开了牛。
And when the mantle of Elijah came on him, he left the oxen.
因为他知道神要叫他做先知吧，所以这个原来耕田这个职业就放在一旁了。
Because now he knew that God has called him to be a prophet, so his previous profession of being a farmer he had to cast aside.
那我们现在想想看哦。
Let us consider.
做农夫一辈子比较好，还是做先知比较好？
Is it better to live your life as a farmer than to live your life as a prophet?
当然做先知服侍人比较好。
Of course, it's better to be a prophet to serve God.
所以，我们一辈子啊，腓立比书里面说，他们的神就是自己的肚子。
That's why Philippians said how people today their belly is their God.
你看现在人为什么这么拼命要赚钱
？And we consider why do people today work so hard to make money?
离不开为着食衣住行娱乐。
They are not able to leave their pleasures.
食就是吃的。
They are not able to leave their food.
为的就是吃更好。
And they want to eat better.
穿更好。
They want to wear better clothes.
住更好。
And live in better clothes.
开更好的车子。
They want to drive better cars.
更好的娱乐。
And have better entertainment.
所以讲到最后，现在人一辈子在努力做什么？
So today, what are people working towards their whole life?
服侍自己的欲望。
They are working towards serving their own lusts and pleasures.
讲穿了，人就是这样啊。您在忙什么？忙服侍我的欲望。
So that's what everybody in the world is doing. They're serving their own pleasures.
那正在满足欲望的时候，很快乐。
And while you are satisfying your own lusts, you have pleasure.
但是皇帝跟乞丐埋在土里是一样的。
But an emperor and a beggar are both buried in the ground.
但是如果我们是服侍神，就不一样了。
But if we serve God, then we are different.
不只是我们服侍神被神看重，而且我们将来赏赐很大。
Not only are we looked upon by God, but one day we will have great reward.
而且今生对神的体验会很丰富。
And we will also have abundant experience of God in this life.
所以这个以利亚把衣服一披上去，他就离开了牛了，要去跟他爸爸道别。
When the mantle of Elijah came to him, Elisha left the oxen and went to bid his parents goodbye.
然后我就来跟从你。
And then he came to follow Elijah.
这个跟爸爸道别就是表示父母之间当然有亲情嘛。
So he went to bid his parents farewell, means that he had a good relationship with them.
但是当他要当先知的时候他是在服侍神。
But when he was to become a prophet, he was to serve God.
所以亲情变第二。
So his familial relationships became secondary.
而这样才有办法服侍神啊。
Only then can he serve God.
因此我们要服侍神，必须要有某种程度的牺牲。
So in order for us to serve God, we also must make sacrifices.
所谓牺牲我们是用世界的用语来讲的。
And sacrifice, this is a term that we use in the world.
如果我们把服侍神当作一种牺牲，我们就贬低了神了。
But if we look upon serving God as a sacrifice, then we have looked down on God.
只是我们没有看到神，神住在高高的宝座上啊。
God lives above in the heavenly throne.
众天使都在服侍他。
And he is being served by all the host of angels.
那这么伟大的神，我们把他说我牺牲来服侍神，那个不是把神贬低变成人吗？
And such a great God, if we think about serving him and we think about it as a sacrifice, doesn't that mean we are looking down on him?
所以不论我们世界上收入有多好，我们的有多享受， 不要把它看作是牺牲，因为服侍神是非常荣耀、非常尊贵的。
So no matter how great your career or your profession is in this world, you cannot look at leaving that as a sacrifice for serving God.
那这样啊，我们才能够服侍到底。
Because only then can you serve to the end.
因为我很，这个是很尊贵的，这是恩典，这是机会。
Because this is a very precious grace and opportunity.
那如果我们把服侍人当作牺牲，
But if we consider servitude a sacrifice,
就表示啊，不得已的。如果有一天呢，我就教会工作辞掉了，不做了。
Then one day we might feel that it's not worth serving anymore, and we will depart.
那是因为我们对神不认识。
Because that means we did not know this God.
所以啊，他就离开了牛，去辞职他的爸爸。
So he departed his oxen and bid his parents farewell.
不止这样，我们看二十一节。
And not only in this, in verse 21,
以利沙就回去宰了一对牛，用套牛的器具煮肉给民吃。
And he returned from following him and took the yoke of oxen and sacrificed them and boiled their flesh.
有人讲啊，中国人讲巧妇没有什么无米之炊，是不是？那农夫要耕田一定要有犁呀。
For the farmers to plow, they needed plows.
有犁呀，那个叫 plow 是吧
？A plow to plow the field.
那牛也宰掉然后那个犁也把它当柴来烧。
So he killed the oxen and he dismantled the yoke.
这个代表什么
？What does this mean?
我不再回头了。
It means that there is no turning back.
这样我们服侍才会勇往前进。
And only in this way can our servitude always look be forward.
当然，有时候我们在当传道，有时候在开玩笑。
Sometimes as ministers we will joke.
你只要服侍五年你已经没有 market value， 所以你不能退。
They joke that after 5 years of servitude, you no longer have any market value, so you cannot go back.
但是也不是因为这样，所以我们不能退。如果这样的话，你把当传道当看作什么？
But of course, that's not why there's no going back, because otherwise, what are we saying about being ministers?
这个表示神要用我太宝贵了，所以我不会再来耕田了，把杀掉。
So here, Elisha's act shows that being a prophet is so precious that he is never going back to being a farmer.
因此我们服侍神如果神看中我们，要把它当作一种宝贝。
So if we have the opportunity to serve God, we must see it as a very precious treasure.
那这一件外衣是什么
？So what is this mantle?
这个外衣也可以代表先知的身份。
This mantle can represent the status of the prophet.
所以这个先知的身份有神的同在。
The mantle of the prophet has the abidance of God.
我们在世界上常常你到一个公司 interview， 他会问你用各种不同的方法看你的能力有多大。
Sometimes as you go on job interviews, they will try to ask you all sorts of questions to figure out your skills.
然后他再来决定要不要用你。
And then they will determine whether or not they want to use you.
因此特别在美国你如果 interview， 我可能不会大概公司不会请我们。
And during your interview, especially in America, if you say, I'm not sure I know how to do something, then they probably won't hire you.
所以是用能力来决定。
So they determine hiring based on your abilities.
但是我们在做教会的圣工不是用能力来决定的。
But in the church, we don't assign holy work just based on abilities.
你想想看伊丽莎是耕田的，他要怎么去做先知？
If you think about it, Elisha was a farmer. How does he know how to be a prophet?
所以我们在圣经里面可以看到两个例子。
So in the Bible, we can see two examples.
彼得做使徒。
When Peter was called to be an apostle.
彼得他们讲是巫学的小民
Peter was a regular person, a fisherman.
是什么都没有。
He had nothing.
那保罗是什么都有。
But Paul had everything.
他是法利赛人。
He was a Pharisee.
加玛利人门下受教。
He was taught at the foot of Gamaliel.
公会的议员。公会 Sanhedrin.
He was of the Sanhedrin.
以现在来人来看保罗是金器。那彼得大概是瓦器。
So in today's terms, Paul was like a golden vessel and Peter was like a clay vessel.
这个是人在看人啊。
This is how man looks upon man.
好，但是我们看这个两个人的服侍。
But if we look at the servitude of these two men,
彼得虽然什么都没有，但是他要服侍的恩赐能力，神一直都给他。
Even though Peter had nothing, all that he needed for his servitude, all the gifts and the talents God gave to him.
好，保罗虽然什么都有，被人看作金器。
And Paul, though he had everything as if he was a golden vessel.
但是腓立比书里面保罗说，我过去认为有益的，我现在认为信耶都因为耶稣当作有损。
In Philippians, Paul said that all that was before, all that he had, he looked upon as rubbish.
我们现在看哦，一个博士学位会让我们圣工做得更好吗？
Let us consider, will someone who has a PhD be better at holy work?
哦，当然，博士学位知识比较丰富。
Of course, a person with a PhD will have more experience.
啊，知识啊。
Skills.
但是这个只是一个工具。
But this is only a tool.
那真的我们要做圣工，能够为神做出什么啊？这是因为神与我们同在，神给我们恩赐。
But everything that we are able to do is only because of the grace that God gives to us.
哦，所以这一件衣服代表先知的职分，也代表神的同在。
So the mantle of Elijah represents both the status of the prophet as well as the abidance of God.
哦，那这个两个有时候是连在一起的。
And these two are connected.
神如果要让我们做这件工作，神就会与我们同在，帮助我们。
If God wants us to do a work, then He will abide with us and help us.
哦，所以做任何工作要确定神是不是要用我。
So in any work, we must consider if God wants to use us.
哦，就像圣经里面在记载当时神要用摩西。
Just like when the Bible records when God wanted to use Moses.
那神要用摩西，怎么证明神有跟他同在？
And when he wanted to use Moses, how did he prove that God was with him?
好，我们看出埃及记。
Let's look at Exodus.
出埃及记的，okay, 第三章。
Exodus chapter 3.
第三章的十一节。
Exodus chapter 3 verse 11。
摩西对神说：“我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？”这里地方摩西80岁的时候，对自己打一个问号。
Here Moses was 80 years old, and he asked a question of himself.
这个就是谦卑了。
This is humility.
摩西40岁的时候，我从王宫出来，你说要叫我去见法老，当然是要选我。
When Moses was 40 years old, and he said, "Of course, I should be the one to go see Pharaoh."
因为我从王宫出来啊。
Because I just came from the palace.
但是80岁以后，他说我是谁啊？我没有办法。
But at the age of 80, he said, "Who am I? I have nothing."
所以啊，我们在做圣工，自信满满的不一定可以用啊。
So if we are full of knowledge and skills, we may not be useful to God.
因为自信满满的不会祷告。
Because if we are full of our own abilities, we will not pray.
我不会觉得我很软弱，我怎么会认真祷告？
If we don't feel that we are weak, why would we pray?
那我是什么人呢？我没有办法做啊。
But if we say, who am I? What can I do?
那12节神说，我必要与你同在。
Verse 12, God said, I will be with you.
所以这个是神的应许。
This is a promise of God.
那神同在的具体的证明是什么？
And what was the evidence of God's abidance?
我们看第四章。
Let's turn to chapter 4.
第四章的第二节。
Chapter 4, verse 2.
先从第一节开始。
Verse 1.
摩西回答说，他们必不信我，也不听我的话。必说神没有跟你说话。这个摩西知道，以色列百姓很硬心了，不一定会听了。
So God knew that the Israelites are very hard-hearted and might not listen.
法老也不一定会听啊。
And Pharaoh also probably will not listen.
法老有兵权，摩西你有什么？
Pharaoh had power and money. What do you have, Moses?
我当王，我怎么会听你呢？
I am the king. Why would I listen to you?
但是你看第二节
Verse 2.
有了这个神，法老就会听他。
The Lord said. that if you have this, Pharaoh will listen to you.
神对摩西说，你手拿什么？他说是杖。
And Lord, the Lord asked him, "What is in your hand?" And he said, "A staff."
所以摩西的手上有一根杖。
So there was a staff in the hand of Moses.
这一根杖一比红海就分开了。
This was a staff that when he rose, raised it up, the Red Sea parted.
这一根杖一打，磐石就流水了。
With this staff, he struck the rock and water came out.
这一支杖一举开来，他们得胜了亚玛利人。
And when this rod was lifted up, they had victory over the Amalekites.
所以神要用他。
So God wanted to use him.
神给他这一根杖。
God gave him this staff.
因为他非常谦卑，我是谁？
Because Moses was humble, asking, "Who am I?"
好，那我们现在回来看《列王记上》的十九章。
Let's return now to 1 Kings 19.
你看。以利亚高以利沙以后
，We see after Elijah anointed Elisha。
我们现在看十九章最后一节。
Let's look at the last verse of 19。
最后一节二十一节。
Verse 21。
随后就起身跟随以利亚服侍他。
Then he arose and went after Elijah and assisted him。
所以以利沙跟随以利亚不是去学习行神迹啊。
So Elisha did not follow Elijah just to learn miracles.
是学习服侍以利亚。
He learned to assist Elijah.
那这个服侍以利亚到底代表什么？
What does it mean to assist or serve Elijah?
主耶稣说，我来不是要被人服侍，我来是要服侍人。
Jesus said that he did not come to be served, but he came to serve.
那这个服侍就代表谦卑了。
Servitude represents humility.
所以圣经才说我们要有基督的心。
So the Bible teaches us we must have the heart of Christ.
他本来是神。
He was God.
但是他成为人。
But he became man.
他就不把自己当作跟神一样。
And he no longer looked on himself as equal to God.
就是往下降。
But he lowered himself.
神降为人。
He was God become man.
人降为仆人。
And not only man, but a servant of man.
这样才能够洗人的脚啊。
To the point of washing others' feet.
那主耶稣就给我们设下一个榜样啊。
So Jesus gave us this example.
所以我们在教会做圣工要学习谦卑。
So for us to serve in the church, we must learn humility.
谦卑就是具体的表现就是服侍。
And the expression of humility is servitude.
因此，我们在教会不要把社会的头衔抬进来。
So in the church, let us not bring our outward social conventions.
你社会什么头衔放在会堂外面？
We need to set aside all previous social understandings.
因为那教会不是有头衔吗？长老、执事、传道、负责人。
Outward ranking systems like we have rankings. You might think we have rankings in church, like elders and deacons.
圣经讲得很清楚啊，长老、执事、传道，他的职分是什么
？But the Bible is very clear about what are the
工人是为信徒所设立的。
About who are the deacons and ministers and preachers? They are workers who serve the people.
所以长老、执事、传道、负责人是为信徒设立的。
So, elders, deacons, preachers, council members, they are established to serve the members.
所以他们是属信徒的，不是信徒属他们的。
So they belong to the members. It's not the members belong to them.
因此我们在教会里面不要讲平信徒，我都是平信徒。这个不是圣经的教训啊。
So in the church, let's not think we're all just equal members. That's not in the Bible.
所以第一个学习服侍。
So first, we need to learn servitude.
有了谦卑，我们的侍奉才会久。
If we know how to be humble, then our servitude can last a long time.
如果我们到真耶稣教会网站真耶稣教会谁设立的？
If we look on the website of True Jesus Church, who established the church?
真耶稣教会谁设立的
？Who established the church?
为保罗、张灵生、张巴拿巴谁设立的？
Was it Paul Wei or Barnabas James or Ling Sen?
神设立了，圣灵设立的。
No, it was established by the Holy Spirit by God.
那为保罗、张灵生、张巴拿巴是工具。
And so Paul Wei, Barnabas Deng, and Ling Shen, I can't remember.
他们是工具,
they were
神用的工具,
workers of God, tools of God.
啊, 所以, 为保罗跟张灵生两个, 传道没有, 很短了, 就离世了。
Paul Wei and Ling Shen Zhang served very short terms. Then they passed away.
因为神知道哦, 如果一个人哦, 神用很重要的工作, 没有早一点离世, 可能没有办法进天国。
Because maybe God knew that for a person who did important work, if they served too long, they might not make it to the end.
哦, 所以张巴拉巴后来就出了问题。
And we saw that Barnabas Cheng, he had some issues later.
哦, 那我们看保罗。
But let's look at Paul.
啊, 保罗不是工作做得很大, 启示很大吗?
Didn't he have great revelations and serve powerfully?
哦, 哦, 那一个做这么大的工作, 那怎么办呢?
And what about him that he did such great works?
他身上有一根刺。
He had a thorn.
他跟人祷告，死人会复活。 他这一根刺祷告就不会拿走，拿不走。
He could pray and the dead will resurrect, but he prayed and this thorn would not be removed.
为什么?
Why?
要让他学习谦卑，你只不过是人啊。
This was for him to learn humility, that he was but a man.
是神在做工啊，不是你啊。
And that it was God who was doing the work and not him.
你只是工具啊。
That he was only the vessel.
所以伊丽莎后来行很多的神迹跟这一节有关系啊。
So Elisha was able to perform great miracles, and it was related to this verse.
他服侍伊利亚。
He served Elijah.
所以我们在教会不要想我在教会立大志做大功，从最小开始侍奉。
So don't let us think that in the church we're going to do such great works. We must begin with serving the smallest matter.
我们能够谦卑下去，我们才能够为神做一些事情。
And only if we can humble ourselves can we do anything for God.
那我们再回到这件衣服。
Let's return to this mantle or cloak.
如果这个代表先知的职分跟神的同在, 那伊丽莎要怎么得到这件衣服?
If this mantle represented the status of the prophet and the abidance of God, then how does Elisha go about earning this mantle?
好，我们现在回来看列王记下。
Now let's turn to 2 Kings.
列王记下的第二章。
2 Kings chapter 2.
所以我们现在在训练 TDP 有一件事情一定会请他们做。
Nowadays in the theological training program, we will have the students do one thing.
有哪一个讲员要接飞机、送飞机，一定是 TDP 的学生要做，除非是跟他的课程冲突。
If there is a lecturer for the TTP, excuse me, who is arriving by airplane, then the student has to go and pick them up and drop them off.
再来讲员离开了,被单了,他什么用的, TDP的学生要洗。
And after that lecturer leaves, then the student has to clean up after them.
那吃完饭, TDP学生要洗饭, 洗碗。
And after they eat, the students have to do the dishes.
那不是教他们怎么祷告，圣灵充满，进食祷告，得能力行神迹吗？ 不是从这里开始。
And so, isn't it to, shouldn't we begin by teaching them how to pray and give sermons and be filled by the Holy Spirit?
好，那我们现在看到 列王记下第二章。
Okay, let's look at 2 Kings chapter 2.
第八节。以利亚将自己的外衣卷起来，用以打水，水就分开，左右两个人走干地而过。你看以利亚这个衣服啊，一打到水，水就分开。So
Elijah was able to part the water just by striking the water with his cloak.
他们走干地而过。And
they walked on dry ground to the other side.
圣经讲走干地还有一个就是以色列版走红海那个干地而过。
And there's another place where people crossed the river on dry ground, and that was the parting of the Red Sea.
那个干地是因为摩西的那一根杖，这个干地是因为以利亚的衣服。
And the parting of the Red Sea was because of the rod of Moses, and the parting of the river here was because of the cloak of Elijah.
那这个以利沙就一直跟着以利亚。
So Elisha followed Elijah.
所以以后才得到这件衣服。
And so he was able to take this cloak.
他如果跟不下去啊，他就没有这件衣服。
If he did not follow Elijah, then he would not be worthy of the mantle.
他不但跟下去，还在求，结果他就得到这件衣服。
And not only did he follow, he also asked for it, to receive it.
所以我们在在教会的侍奉有时候前代给我们留下很好的榜样。
In the work of the church, our previous generation often leaves us a good example.
那这个好的榜样我们要跟从。
And we need to follow the good example.
所以我们看那个约书亚继承摩西的工作之前他跟着摩西去哪里。
And if we look at how Joshua took on the work, where did he follow Moses to?
跟着耶稣要跟着摩西上到西乃山呢。
Joshua followed Moses to the top of Mount Sinai.
密云遮蔽。
And he was covered by the clouds.
雷轰闪电。
And there was lightning and thunder.
以色列那个长老都发抖了。
Even the elders, they were shaken.
然后摩西就上到山，面对面跟神讲话。
And Moses continued up to speak with God face to face.
那以利亚就很靠这个耶稣就很靠近摩西啊。
And Joshua was very close to Moses.
他看他能够感受到神降临那一种威严权柄。
And he was able to feel the power of God descending.
那这样就会有敬畏的心。
And then he could have that heart of reverence.
所以当神在颁布诫命的时候。
So when God was giving the commandments.
以色列百姓发抖你跟我讲我都听不要神跟我们讲我们怕。恐怕都死光了。
The Israelites said, "Don't talk to us directly; we might die."
谁都不愿意有什么诫命来捆绑。
And they didn't want to be bound by these commandments.
大家都希望自由，我怎么活就怎么活。
Everyone wants to live freely, however they choose.
但是上到山上看到神的威严，人就顺服了。
But once a person goes onto the mountain and sees the glory of God, then he will be submissive.
所以。我们今天特别要跟随甚至圣经里面的古圣徒怎么过圣洁的生活怎么来亲近神。
So today we must also follow the steps of the old members, older members, how they feared God.
所以教会里面除非神带我们我们不要自己要想走出一条什么路。
So today we should not, unless we are guided by the Holy Spirit, try to walk out on our own way.
你就一直祷告圣灵带领，我们自然神就带一条路出来。
If we pray in the Holy Spirit, then He will show us the way.
所以这件衣服是从上以利亚传给以利沙的。
So this mantle was passed on from Elijah to Elisha.
那我们现在来看哥林多前书第十章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10.
十一章第一节。
Verse 1.
哥林多前书十一章第一节。
1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 1.
你们应该效法我，像我效法基督一样。
Be imitators of me as I am of Christ.
我们如果下半部遮起来会变成什么？
If we cover up the latter half of this verse, what does it become?
圣经就写，你们要效法我，结束了。
If it says, be imitators of me, then that's it.
那保罗变偶像了。
Then Paul has made himself an idol.
那如果上半部遮起来，
But if we cover the first part,
效法基督，
I am...An imitator of Christ.
这个效法基督，基督已经升到天上去了。
And Christ has already ascended to heaven.
这个太抽象了，耶稣是神嘛。
This is too difficult. Christ is God.
那我是人呢。
And I am a man.
我怎么有可能去效法到主耶稣呢？
How can I imitate to become like Christ?
那这个两句合在一起就让我们想到一个事实。
But if we combine the two, then we realize.
不错，耶稣是道成肉身的一个人。
That it's true. Jesus Christ was the Word become flesh.
他跟我们一样，他也跟我们不一样。
He was just like us, but he was also different from us.
啊，但是保罗是跟我们完全一样的。
But Paul is like us completely.
哦，所以跟我们一个完全一样的人，他可以去效法基督。
So a man who was completely like us was able to imitate Christ.
啊，那他的效法就在他的侍奉中留出一个榜样。
And so his imitation was shown forth by his servitude.
因此，如果我们效法保罗，透过他，我们就是在效法主耶稣。
And if we can be imitators of Paul, then we are also imitators of Christ.
哦，所以如果我们在教会里面可以留下什么榜样，那个榜样就是我效法耶稣。
So what example we can leave in the church is that we are followers of Christ, imitators of Christ.
那把我效法耶稣这个拿掉，我们是在教会里面通过侍奉在塑造偶像。
But if we take away an imitation of Christ, then whatever example we are setting for others, it is like we are creating an idol of ourselves.
在制造个人的影响力。
We are creating a cult of our own personality.
我们教会只有一个品牌。
There is only one standard in our church.
就是主耶稣。
And that is the Lord Jesus
Christ. 不要再立另外一个品牌。
We should not erect another example.
所以每一个人通过他的侍奉，就是要显明主耶稣的旨意，主耶稣的榜样。
So we should instead always be shining forth the will and the example of Christ.
而不是通过我们的侍奉显扬某某人。
And it should not be that through our servitude we are showing imitation of any person.
这个不对的。
This is wrong.
所以我们要跟从像以利沙跟从以利亚。
So we need to follow just as Elisha followed Elijah.
我们要跟从古圣徒，如同他们跟从主耶稣。
We need to follow the ancient believers just as they followed the Lord Jesus.
那这个跟从本身代表什么？
And what does it being an imitator mean?
跟从不简单啊。
It is not easy.
好，我们来看马可福音。
Let's start at Mark.
马可福音的第八章。
Mark chapter 8.
34节。
Verse 34.
第八章三十四节。
Mark chapter 8 verse 34.
于是叫众人跟门徒来对他说：“若有人要跟从我，就应当舍己，背十字架跟从我。”
And calling the crowd to him with his disciples, he said to them, "If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
所以要跟从，要有两件事情要学。
So in order to be followers of Christ, we must learn two things.
第一个舍己，没有我了。
First, self denial.
第二个背十字架。
And second, taking up the cross.
背十字架，这是苦背啊。
Taking up the cross is a bitter cup.
如果我们能够学到这两件。
But if we can learn these two things.
我们就可以跟从。
Then we can follow.
我们才有可能来接到那一件以利亚掉下来的外衣。
Then we have the chance of taking on that mantle left by Elijah.
一起默祷。
Let us pray.